The picture of wildfires in Hawaii is unique in a lot of ways, according to a Pacific wildfire expert. He says Honolulu's 500 to 600 annual wildfires is completely off the charts, and burns, he says, are just the beginning of the problem here. You'll meet Clay Trarnecht, who says any kind of climate resilience in Hawaii is going to have to include preventing fire from going wild across the landscape. Clay Trarnecht is a wildland fire specialist at UH Manoa and a leader of the Pacific Fire Exchange, tracking fires and response to them through the Pacific region. He says Hawaii's fires are unique.
One of these impacts that distinguishes fires in Hawaii from the rest of the mainland is the fact that once you get an area that's burned, it's just opened up this erosion problem now.
We've had these huge land use changes, right, since the 1970s. Sugar, pineapple, ranching, gone. And you say acreage burned in wildfires has gone up 400% in that time.
Yeah, it's just all of these fallow lands that we're no longer using. You get these big fires. They burn out all of that grassland and shrubland. They kind of erode the edges of our watershed forest. That grassland expands over the long term, and you lose forest cover. But in the short term, all of that soil is now completely exposed to rainfall, and you get these big sediment loads being carried out to the reef.
So you're saying that changes in what's growing on the land have made more likely that we will have fires.
Right. That's the biggest driver of this increase in fire that we've seen. I mean, if you're going to actually tackle this problem, short-term solutions would be more what we call fuels management, is reducing the extent and continuity of these fuels. So that's, you know, things like fire breaks for your mowing and spraying to try to disrupt the continuity of these grasslands and provide these opportunities and spaces where firefighters can get in and work the fire. The longer term perspective on this is really that idea of converting grassland, sort of open savanna that we have like all over the island, to something with forest cover, you know, the shady, like tree planting. It sounds so simplistic, but it's one of these actions that will reduce fire risk. It'll increase watershed health and integrity, protect your downstream resources. You know, you could imagine Hawaii just becoming a model for these actions where you can capture carbon that's being emitted into the air.
The mass tree planting?
If you go back to the CCC days in the 30s, I mean, we were planting millions of trees every year. The need was recognized by the public and by the government, and these projects were funded. And a lot of that obviously was coming from the federal government.
Oh, it was.
But, I mean, they were literally planting millions of trees a year. It's within our capacity to do it. We've got this incredibly diverse and inspirational group of watershed partnerships and other folks that are doing this work. We have a lot of super dedicated people that are already devoting their lives to these things,
yeah.
But they're all struggling for funding. When people are actually willing to invest in these practices, there's these multiple benefits that will come out of this.
Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.